Good morning, a Monday morning, and with us is Ken Lovett. He is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the weekend always busy when it comes to New York State government and politics, and a massive blockbuster investigation piece in the New York Times about essentially the loans for the taxi drivers in the industry, and that the top end of that were counting the money while the taxi drivers were suffering.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen the decline precipitously of the yellow cab industry in New York City. We've also seen a number of driver suicides in over the last year and a half. A lot of that has been blamed on the rise of, you know, ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft, but the Times did a lengthy investigation, spoke to hundreds of people, and looked at thousands of documents, and they came up with the fact that a lot of the banks and the lenders, after the recession, looked for a new way of income, and that to them was the taxi medallions that gave exclusivity for whoever owned them to own taxis in New York City. They had these really high interest, only interest loans. They did things that made it virtually impossible for many of the taxi owners to pay them back, and sent them either into bankruptcy or they lost it, or just are paying most of their salary toward repaying those loans. A second story by the Times in that series also showed that the regulators who were supposed to be monitoring all this, and that would be the feds, the city, and the state, really were asleep at the wheel. And so it really led to some dramatic and serious consequences for those in the taxi industry in New York City.
From there, Ken, to a bill that will place parents in prisons near where their children are.
Right. It's part of the criminal justice reforms that have either passed or are still being considered by the legislature this year, now that the Democrats control both chambers. There's a bill that would, as you said, require that parents with kids who are going to prison, that the state consider that when placing them, because a lot of times they're placed hours away from home. And the sponsors of the bill, including Neelie Rozek, an assemblywoman from Queens, believe that having a family connection is part of the rehabilitation process and makes it easier once people leave prison.
And we hear, of course, that one downstate New York City, one upstate prison will close.
Right. That was part of the budget process. And now so two prisons are going to close, one upstate, one downstate. The number of inmates has dropped. The state has closed a number of prisons since Governor Cuomo has taken office, which is ironic because his father, Mario Cuomo, oversaw the largest expansion of prisons in state history. But now they've been shutting them as the number of inmates have dropped. And with criminal justice reforms, they're thinking it may drop even further.
Finally, Ken, there is a push by Democrats to make it easier to vote in the primary.
Right now it is extremely difficult. You have to change your registration if you want to go months and months ahead of a primary. So now what they're hoping to do, the Democrats are going to discuss it at a meeting on Tuesday, the Democratic Party, is give them 60 days, that if you change your registration within 60 days of the primary, then you can vote in that primary. The Democrats, it's more of a recommendation, and the legislature and the governor would have to adopt it. But with the Democrats and the governor talking electoral reforms they've already enacted some earlier this session, it's probably something that you'll see happen.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications at Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, as always, we thank you for your expertise.
Anytime. Be well.